Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Kisses carry messages. They are the secret code of the soul. We know of Orpah's goodbye kiss, Ruth 1:14, and kisses between family and friends, Exodus 18:7, 1 Samuel 20, verse 41. There are romantic kisses, Song of Solomon 1:2, and the betrayer's shameful kiss, Luke 22, verse 48. We read of Calvary's embrace where, quote, righteousness and peace have kissed, Psalm 85, verse 10. So, was a kiss awaiting Absalom when he returned from Geshur? No, he, quote, did not see the king's face, 2 Samuel 14, verse 24. It may be that David's cold reception expressed his doubt at the lack of repentance in his wayward son. Eventually, Absalom grabbed Joab's attention by burning his barley field, and on Job's insistence, David received and, quote, kissed Absalom, 2 Samuel 14, verse 33. But in spite of the chilly reception at the palace, quote, in all Israel, there was no one who was praised as much as Absalom for his good looks, chapter 14, verse 25. In a day when physical beauty is touted, remember that, quote, man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart, 1 Samuel 16:7. Quote, charm is deceitful, and beauty is passing, Proverbs 31:30. But many use their superficial beauty and affected charm to gain advantage over others. Absalom was such a man. Using political ploys and empty kisses, 2 Samuel 15, verse 5, he, quote, stole the hearts of the men of Israel, verse 6. Then, of all things, he told David he had vowed that if he was returned from Geshur, quote, then I will serve the Lord, verse 8. How? By starting an insurrection and driving the Lord's king into exile? In this, Absalom prefigures Satan and later Antichrist in their attempts to drive God's king from his throne. Both coups are catastrophic. God's king must reign. So, quote, kiss the son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. Psalm 2, verse 12.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.